Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Teaching Against the Grain. And this one hits close to home because at some point in your teaching career, you realize something quietly, sometimes without even saying it out loud. You realize that the way you believe kids should be taught doesn't always line up with the way the system operates. You're not trying to be difficult. You're not trying to rebel. You're not trying to stand out. You're just trying to teach in a way that feels human, ethical, and right. And sometimes that means teaching against the grain. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. First, I'm thankful for teachers who trust their instincts, who listen to their experiences and their gut when something doesn't sit right. Second, I'm thankful for students who benefit when adults are willing to question the status quo. Kids don't always know it, but they are the ones who gain when teachers think critically. And third, I'm thankful for the courage to keep growing. Even when growth is uncomfortable, I'm still so thankful for growing and for the courage to keep growing. I want to keep growing and improving and being the best version of myself as a human and as a teacher. Now let's get into the main topic, y'all. Teaching against the grain. See, teaching against the grain usually starts quietly. Teaching, it doesn't start with some big protest. It starts with a feeling, a pause, a moment where you think, this doesn't feel right for kids. Now, it might show up when a policy feels disconnected from reality. A mandate ignores student needs. A pacing guide moves faster than learning. Or a consequence feels more about control rather than growth. Most teachers, they don't talk about it right away. They sit with it because teaching against the grain isn't loud at first. It's internal. Let's take you into a subtle moment here. We'll go into a moment that looks very ordinary from the outside. You're supposed to move on. The schedule says so. Your pacing says so. The calendar that you're following for teaching says so. But you look around the room. Students, they are confused. Some are behind. Some haven't found footing yet. And you make a choice. You slow down. Not dramatically, not publicly, just enough to teach the kids in front of you. That choice might never be noticed. But it is an act of courage. We have to recognize it for what it is. It is an act of courage. Teaching against the grain can feel lonely, y'all. Here's the hard part. Teaching against the grain can feel isolating. You might hear, that's not how we do it here. Just stick with the program. Or, hey, you're just overthinking it. And then you start wondering, am I wrong? Am I the problem? Should I just fall in line? This is where teachers abandon what they believe because they, not because they stop caring, but because they're tired. Courage, it gets tested here, y'all. It does. And courage isn't loud or dramatic. Courage in teaching is, it isn't grandstanding. It's not speeches in meetings. It's not defiance for the sake of defiance. Courage? Well, courage looks like quietly advocating for a child, choosing dignity over convenience. In education, courage looks like protecting relationships when systems forget people. And boy, you and I have seen that. If you're a veteran teacher, you've seen different systems that have been put in place that forget the people. And if you're a new teacher, I guarantee you, you're going to see different systems that are put in place that forget people. But courage looks like protecting relationships when those systems forget the people. Courage, it looks like doing what's right even when it's most courageous teaching moments never make headlines, but they change lives. Let me take you into a moment many teachers recognize. You're given a directive. You understand the intent, but you also understand the impact it will have on a specific child, and that impact doesn't sit right with you. So you adapt. You don't announce it. You don't make it about you. You make it about the child. The decision might carry risk, but it also carries integrity. And integrity is the foundation of courage. See, teaching against the grain, it requires reflection. This kind of teaching, when we teach against the grain, it requires reflection because we have to bring in questions, y'all. Like asking questions like, who does this help? Who does this hurt? What do my students need right now? Courage, it isn't refusing to change. That's not what this is all about. It's being thoughtful about why you change. Teaching against the grain is not anti-system. Please hear me say this. I want you to write this down. It's on the test, y'all. Teaching against the grain is not anti-system. It's pro-student. And so let's talk about the cost of always going along. This is the real truth. Always going along eventually costs something. It can cost joy. It can cost creativity, connection, and it can cost meaning. When teachers stop trusting themselves, teaching, it becomes mechanical. And that's when burnout starts to creep in, y'all. It is. Courage is often what keeps teachers whole. So let's talk about why students need this kind of teacher, y'all. Why do students need this type of teacher? Students benefit when teachers teach with courage. They learn that, hey, adults can think critically. Students learn that, hey, rules can be questioned respectfully. People matter more than procedures. And integrity, it looks like action. Integrity is such a powerful thing, and it looks like action, y'all. Even when students don't know the details, they feel the impact and they feel seen. So as we do a reflective close here, I just want to say that teaching against the grain isn't about being difficult. It's not about being the hard to work with teacher. We're not trying to be difficult here. It's about being faithful. Being faithful to kids, to learning, and to your values as an educator. It's about trusting your experience, listening to your instincts, and it's about choosing people over process when it matters. That kind of courage doesn't always get applause. It doesn't. But it makes teaching worth it. Y'all, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find a space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.